How are we doing, everybody? This is AJ Torres at Calling Strikes, courtesy of the Worst Take Network. And today, we're discussing one team that I think it gets a little bit interesting this offseason. Now, ever since I was a kid, now mind you, I was born in 1994, but ever since I was a kid, this is a smaller market team, not big spenders. This is the Milwaukee Brewers, and there's a lot stirring around here. Now, first off, here's what we got that is off the books. Okay, so thanks to SportTrack, we got what's going on here. So as far as the buyouts, right, I'm looking at everything. They got buyouts for Ryan Braun, Justin Smoke, Brock Holt, and our minor leaguer. It's just about it's about $6 million or so. Currently going into 2021. This is what we have. The salary cap threshold for 2021 is $210 million flat. So right now, how much space they have? They have about, to put it simple, it's about half. So what we have here, we have a modified no-trade clause for Lorenzo Cain. We have a lock for full trade clause for Yelich. And then if we look all the way down the line, I'm kind of seeing what we got here. This team, I mean, the pitching always gets interesting. Craig Council always likes to go around with the heavy bullpen. The starters are not. Some of them aren't. Ones are going to be like, you know what? This guy's going to do six innings today. This is going to be great. It gets more interesting than that. So when I name you the top five in this team of Lorenzo Cain, Christian Yelich, Garcia, Hader, and Woodruff, we kind of look down the line. I mean, Arcia's impact player. We'll see what we could get out of him. But this team could have some needs. Now, depth is really the question here. And with that space, I mean, I don't see them being big spenders. And what are the chances of Ryan Braun coming back since they want him off the books for a while? And if you remember correctly, there was a time a couple years back where there was a trade for, straight up, Ryan Braun for Yasiel Puig, but they didn't make it in time. They didn't call the MLB offices in time. Now, that's kind of awkward considering that these guys were just about trade and they were told pack their bags and that fell through. I mean, ouch. But going forth, I'm dressing kind of needs here, and Ryan Braun, is he coming back? There's a lot of teams coming back because of COVID, because of the losses that they had last year. Now, why exactly? Now, I think for a 60-game schedule, there's only so much you could have as far as sponsorship, ratings, and I think you really lose. You have maybe just about of a third, a little more than a third of your season that you can do what you gotta do, where if it's advertising, where if it's selling merchandise, whatever the case may be. So my main focus on the Brewers would be, I mean, you could say relief pitching here, but I'm going to go off of three positions. First base, left field, and starting pitching. Now, this is a team that doesn't really spend. I mean, they've traded for a lot of guys, but these aren't big spenders. I mean, they just paid for Yelich in free agency a couple years ago. They paid for Lorenzo Cain. But when's the last time they said, you know what? We're going to open up the books, and we are going to get a big market starting pitcher. It's been a while. And they've been doing good without it. So Brett Anderson was, well, not re-signed as of right now. He owes $5 million. There's some people that are saying keep him. Then there's others where they say, you know what? I think we have to bring him back. I mean, what choice do we have? So I'm not going to say bargain bin or discount bin. But I think there's a lot of guys on the market that are low risk and high reward depending on what you want. Now, by all means, when I say these things, I don't mean that you're going to say, you know what? This is generic Brown, Trevor Bauer, or Max Scherzer, any of those types. I'm just saying it depends on what you need. If you need something to eat innings for something that's not going to break the bank, I got a good amount of names. Now, I'll start with the starting pitching right now. I'm on brewcrewball.com, and this is from Brewcrew23. And he's going through what he would do. This is a off-season plan that was about a month ago, November 12th. There's been non-tenures and tending contracts since he wrote this. But there's one interesting article he puts in here, and this is first base for Mitch Moreland. Now, the last couple of years, they've tried some cheap options at first base that seem to work here and there. They just seem to keep experimenting with it. Thames, Smoke. 1 year for about the same money that the Padres were, you know, going to pay him if he, well, rather not he, rather the Padres decided to go on around with it. Solid lefty bat. Play first base and can DH. I think the DH is going to stay, personally. I don't see why it would go back to what it was. Why not? Between $3 to $5 million for 1 year to try it out? Yeah. Now, I could just... Now, even though I don't have relief pitching heavy on this list, because they have a lot of things, there's a lot of relief pitchers that you could get for cheap. I mean, there's Matt Andereese, AJ Cole, Carlos Edwards Jr. And then this guy says, I mean, I think this is what everybody has in their radar. Kirby Yates, where's he going to go? Is he going to be in a Padres uniform next year? We shall see. But starting pitchers, I've been going through my lists. Is Gio Gonzalez going to come back? Does anyone want to take a chance at Anibal Sanchez, or is he too old? Did Rick Porcello ruin his reputation? Is Garrett Richards going to come back? I think that fits them perfectly. You want him in the bullpen? Fine. If you want him to start to give 5 or 6 innings, I think he could do so. Taiwan Walker, that I'm surprised hasn't been picked up by now. Trevor Williams was granted free agency from the Pirates. Couple options to choose from. Now, as far as the left fielder position goes, this is what I want to know. And the reason why I say this is because if we go by center field right now, it's by Lorenzo Cain. But I don't want to sign a guy long-term for left field because if the legs start to wear down on Lorenzo Cain, he's getting up there. He's getting up there with age, and there's nothing we can do about it. So currently, he's 35 years old. He's not getting any younger. And the reason why I like short-term is not just because of the dollar amount, but if he needs to switch over to left field to take a little bit off his legs, then we could do so. Does Adam Duvall fit the bill? Adam Eaton? You non-tendered Ben Gamel. I'm kind of just looking at the outfield depth going in order. There's a couple of guys I don't like in this, of course. I mean, David Dahl, we shall see. I think he had a rough year. Delino DeShields, that's a shame. Brian Goodwin, if he could get the hitting together. Let's see, Robbie Grossman, but I'm not sure about the dollar amount that he wants. Nomar Mazara, but I'm not sure how he is with hitting. Jock Peterson's going to get a mammoth contract somewhere. I just don't know where. Jerickson Profar is definitely nice. He could play left field. He did in the Padres Stadium. He did at Petco Park. That is a big left field, and he could also play middle infield if you need him to. A lot of guys on the market to choose from. It's just a matter of dollars. And heck, you could even think of Eddie Rosario. But again, this goes by budget, and we don't know what these budgets are. So, going into the year, for the Brew Crew, the beers, I'm kind of looking at everything in that division, and this is wide open. I see the Pirates being at the bottom, of course. There's just so many missing pieces. And it's really just the amount of, because there's a lot of guys that are losing free agents here. I mean, the Reds are still built heavy. The Brewers you can never count out. And even though the Cubs are lost a couple of guys or didn't tender them or just didn't pick up the option, a lot of that core is still there. So I'm just going to rank the Brewers as of right now third. But they could contend and they could get higher than that. But everybody knows, injuries, coaching, matchups, bad stretches, anything could happen and they could get fourth place. But I think it's going to be a very tall order to get fifth place in that division, just because the Pirates are terrible and I think the owner doesn't care. So I think that's fair, and this is going into it not knowing what the other four teams outside of Pittsburgh, because there's no free agents going there, of what's going on. There's rumors of Sonny Gray being traded. John Lester is not coming back to Chicago, most likely. And what are the Cardinals going to do about their catcher situation? These are a lot of things we don't know yet. As I say this right now, it's December 6th, and we go from there. So that's all I got. Best of luck to the Brew Crew in 2021. This is AJ Torres of Calling Strikes, courtesy of the Worst Take Network. Take it easy.